USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Friday issues a statement from the Senate floor on the status of the Brett Kavanaugh nomination.
This is a nomination that deserves to move forward, and that is precisely, Mr. President, what is happening. I commend our colleagues on the committee for sending this impressive nominee here to the floor with favorable recommendation. Now we will keep the process moving.
To get the necessary votes, President Trump has ordered the FBI to conduct a limited supplemental background investigation into the allegations of sexual assault against Brett Kavanaugh to be completed in less than a week. Hurricane Rosa weakened slightly off Mexico's Pacific coast Friday and is expected to increase surf and rip currents along the Southern California coast this weekend. Surf from 6 to 10 feet is possible on Los Angeles and Ventura County beaches as early as Saturday night or Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The top prosecutor in one of the state's hardest hit by Hurricane Florence wants the voter registration deadline extended because of it. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson filing a lawsuit late Thursday against the state election commission, saying people currently have to register before October 7th to vote in the November 6th general election. But he says officials need to extend that deadline by 10 days, arguing that some voter registration offices and many roads are still closed. The Election Commission has had no recent comment on the matter.
Facebook reports a security breach in which 50 million user accounts were accessed by hackers, exploiting a bug that affected its popular View As feature that lets people see what their profiles look like to someone else. Another 40 million user accounts were at risk from the security flaw before Facebook took steps to protect them. In a blog post, the company says a security bug would let attackers steal access tokens, which are digital keys that Facebook uses to keep people logged in. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NATO defense spending is up. With more on why and how it happened, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
NATO allies are stepping up their commitments to defense spending and giving some of that credit to President Trump. Rick Grinnell is a U.S. ambassador to Germany. He joined Fox Business.
It's been the U.S. policy for a long time to ask for more NATO spending, and it's only under President Trump that it started to increase. This is hundreds of millions of dollars that will now go for defense throughout Europe because of President Trump's commitment to not give in to the roar of the crowd to say, talk more softly or don't press them.
The founder of CNN and former owner of the Atlanta Braves, Ted Turner, tells CBS he has dementia. In an interview to be aired on CBS Sunday morning, Turner says he has Lewy body dementia, which he describes as a mild case of what people have called Alzheimer's, but not nearly as bad. Turner says the disease leaves him tired, exhausted, and forgetful. A U.S. military F-35B fighter jet crashed near a Marine Corps air station in South Carolina Friday for reasons that are under investigation. The Pentagon says the pilot, the only person on the aircraft, ejected safely. It was the first crash of an F-35 fighter jet since they became operational in 2006. FBI investigators are still searching for clues to how an autistic child in North Carolina went missing for days until his body was found in a creek more than a mile from the park where he was last seen running away from his father. Officials say it's too early to say if foul play was involved. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.